Welcome to the Second Parent's Guide CD. On this disc, we're going to summarize each session for you now. Listen to all of them now so that you understand how the journey unfolds and progresses. We also recommend you review our comments on each lesson before your child listens to it so that you have fresh in your mind what your child will be working on. So let's start with day one, titled Picture Your Fear.
The setting for the entire program is a journey into the forest, like an outward-bound adventure. We have created a team of kids representing various kinds of anxieties who will be consistent throughout the series. Each lesson, we refer to it as a day, like the kids would on the journey. On the first day, we introduce the program and ourselves, making an effort to persuade the kids to buy into the program so they will continue voluntarily.
Most of the first lessons devoted to helping kids identify their type of anxiety, as well as normalize their experience. We do this with brief vignettes from kids who have anxiety. These vignettes are of the four categories of anxiety we discussed previously, and we're using child actors, and any stories used in the program are based upon a composite of our client population over the years, and their identities have been changed, of course, to protect their privacy.
You may need to help your child identify which category or vignette best fits your child's set of symptoms. We've broken down the vignettes into color groups. So as you listen with your child, think in your mind, which category best fits my child? And then at the end, work with your child to figure out what is the best fit. Now, we're not looking for a perfect match. We're just looking for the best fit.
In the workbook we include, which we call the journal, your child will be asked to draw a picture of their anxiety. This exercise utilizes a technique called externalizing the problem. It's been found to be very helpful with kids so that they see the problem as something outside of themselves and it comes upon them and bothers them. It really will help them feel better about themselves and help them develop courage to defeat this enemy attacking them. Let them do the questions by themselves if they can, and then have them discuss their answers with you.
In each journal exercise, all children, regardless of their color group, will complete the first set of questions. Then, if there are color group questions for that specific day, your child will complete their color group questions as well.